Nolte, COVID tyrants at left-wing Atlantic beg for amnesty. By John Nolte on November 1, 2022. Our COVID oppressors at the far-left Atlantic are now begging for a COVID amnesty in the wake of all their anti-science COVID oppression. That's not going to happen. Ever. First, never forget the Atlantic is owned by this fascist who did this while you and I weren't allowed to visit our relatives in hospitals or nursing homes or attend funerals. Because I've needed both, I'm a big fan of forgiveness and second chances. Before that can happen, however, there must first be an admission of wrongdoing. An apology, accountability, and repentance. We're seeing nothing even close to that from our COVID oppressors. Instead, all we see is lying and gaslighting. The best example is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the COVID oppressor's tin idol, running around saying, "Who me? I didn't call for lockdowns. I didn't call for school closures." The thrust of the dishonest Atlantic piece is pure lies. We didn't know what we didn't know at the time. In April 2020, with nothing else to do, my family took an enormous number of hikes. We all wore cloth masks that I had made myself. We had a family hand signal, which the person in the front would use if someone was approaching on the trail and we needed to put on our masks. Once, when another child got too close to my then 4-year-old son on a bridge, he yelled at her social distancing. These precautions were totally misguided. In April 2020, no one got the coronavirus from passing someone else hiking. Outdoor transmission was vanishingly rare. Our cloth masks made out of old bandanas wouldn't have done anything, anyway. But the thing is, we didn't know. Okay, but here is what you did know on day one. You did know. The elderly were most at risk, and yet you still flooded nursing homes with infected COVID patients and then aided and abetted the cover-up. You did know. The risk of catching the China flu was the same in a big box store or a small business. You still closed and bankrupted small businesses. You did know. Everyday American had to watch their loved ones buried via Zoom. And then you attended the funeral for John Lewis. You did know. The risk to children was minimal, and you still closed schools and practiced the cruelty of forcing crying and confused toddlers into masks. You did know. People legally traveling to America were as capable of spreading infection as those illegally entering America. Yet, you still refused to stop illegal immigration. You did know that while we were shamed, ridiculed, fined, punished, and bankrupted for not following your fascist rules, that one left-wing COVID oppressor after another, including Fauci, Nancy Pelosi, Chris Cuomo, Gavin Newsom, Gretchen Whitmer, Muriel Bowser, the United Nations, proved they knew those rules were unnecessary by personally violating them. You did know. Every gathering came with the same risk of infection. Yet, you cheered and joined Black Lives Matter and Antifa gatherings, while condemning any gathering of Trump supporters or the faithful. You did know. You declared liquor stores necessary while locking churches and synagogues. You did know. It was as safe to buy vegetables as vegetable seeds. Yet you made seeds off limits. You did know. It was unconstitutional for anyone outside of state legislatures to alter voting rules. Yet you did so anyway. You did know. There was zero proof the vaccine stopped the spread of infection or prevented anyone from becoming infected. Yet you lied and said it did to justify firing, fining, ridiculing, harassing, dehumanizing, bullying, and discriminating. You did know. Every human life is worthy. Yet you still laughed at those of us who died, wished us dead, and threatened violence against us. No. There will be no amnesty before there is accountability for the savages who forced our loved ones to die alone. There will be no forgiveness before there's a reckoning for the mercenary liars who abused our elderly and children. There will be no moving on before there's justice for those who were bankrupted, fined, jailed, mourned alone, forced into lonely despair, and stripped of youth's magic and irreplaceable moments. Most of all, there will be no reprieve because you are not sorry. Because given the opportunity, you will do it all over again. Because you are vicious, heartless, mercenary. Politically driven bullies only asking for amnesty so you can catch us off guard the next time. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.